Chapter 13. Stranger and two or three soldiers, his acquaintances of the last 6 weeks, were the only friends he had in the great wide world, where he was now quite alone. The soul of the boy was full of love, and he longed as he lay in the darkness there for someone upon whom he could bestow it. He remembers, and must to his dying day, the thoughts and tears of that long night, the hours tolling through it. Who was he, and what? Why here rather than elsewhere? I have a mind, he thought, to go to that priest at Trim, and find out what my father said to him on his deathbed confession. Is there any child in the whole world so unprotected as I am? Shall I get up, and quit this place, and run to Ireland? With these thoughts and tears the lad passed that night away until he wept himself to sleep. The next day, the gentlemen of the guard, who had heard what had befallen him, were more than usually kind to the child, especially his friend Scholar Dick, who told him about his own father's death, which had happened when Dick was a child at Dublin, not quite 5 years of age. That was the first sensation of grief, Dick said, I ever knew. I remember I went into the room where his body lay, and my mother sat weeping beside it. I had my battledore in my hand, and fell a-beating the coffin, and calling Papa, on which my mother caught me in her arms, and told me in a flood of tears Papa could not hear me, and would play with me no more, for they were going to put him underground, whence he could never come to us again. And this, said Dick kindly, has made me pity all children ever since, and caused me to love thee, my poor fatherless motherless lad. And, if ever thou wantest a friend, thou shalt have one in Richard Steele. Harry Esmond thanked him, and was grateful. But what could Corporal Steele do for him? Take him to ride a spare horse, and be servant to the troop? Though there might be a bar in Harry Esmond's shield, it was a noble one. The counsel of the two friends was, that little Harry should stay where he was, and abide his fortune. So Esmond stayed on at Castlewood, awaiting with no small anxiety the fate, whatever it was, which was over him. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.